Turning now in the scriptures to Jeremiah chapter 4. Jeremiah 4, and we'll be reading the whole chapter, verses 1 through 31. Jeremiah 4, verses 1 through 31. Jeremiah chapter 4, starting in verse 1. These are the words of the living and true God. If you will return, O Israel, declares the Lord, then you should return to me. And if you will put away your detested things from my presence and will not waver, and you will swear as the Lord lives, in truth and justice and in righteousness, then the nations will bless themselves in him, and in him they will glory. For thus says the Lord to the men of Judah and to Jerusalem, break up your fallow ground and do not sow among thorns. Circumcise yourselves to the Lord and remove the foreskins of your heart, men of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem. Or else my wrath will go forth like fire and burn with none to quench it because of the evil of your deeds. Declare in Judah and proclaim in Jerusalem and say, blow the trumpet in the land. Cry aloud and say, assemble yourselves and let us go into the fortified cities. Lift up a standard toward Zion. Seek refuge and do not stand still. For I am bringing evil from the north and great destruction. A lion has gone up from his thicket and a destroyer of nations has set out. He has gone out from his place to make your land a waste. Your cities will be ruins without inhabitant. For this, put on sackcloth, lament, and wail. For the fierce anger of the Lord has not turned back from us. It shall come about in that day, declares the Lord, that the heart of the king and the heart of the princes will fail. And the priests will be appalled and the prophets will be astounded. Then I said, ah, Lord God, surely you have utterly deceived this people in Jerusalem, saying you will have peace, whereas a sword touches the throat. In that time it will be said to this people and to Jerusalem, a scorching wind from the bare heights in the wilderness in the direction of the daughter of my people, not to winnow and not to cleanse, a wind too strong for this, will come at my command. Now I will also pronounce judgment against them. Behold, he goes up like clouds, and his chariots like the whirlwind. His horses are swifter than eagles. Woe to us, for we are ruined. Wash your heart from evil, O Jerusalem, that you may be saved. How long will your wicked thoughts lodge within you? For a voice declares from Dan, and proclaims wickedness from Mount Ephraim. Report it to the nations now. Proclaim it over Jerusalem. Besiegers come from a far country, and lift their voices against the cities of Judah. Like watchmen of a field they are against her round about because she has rebelled against me, declares the Lord. Your ways and your deeds have brought these things to you. This is your evil, how bitter, how it has touched your heart. My soul, I am in anguish. Oh, my heart is pounding in me. I cannot be silent because you have heard, oh, my soul. The sound of the trumpet, the alarm of war. Disaster on disaster is proclaimed, for the whole land is devastated. Suddenly my tents are devastated, my curtains in an instant. How long must I see the standard and hear the sound of the trumpet? For my people are foolish. They know me not. They are stupid children and have no understanding. They are shrewd to do evil, but to do good they do not know. I looked on the earth, and behold, it was formless and void, and to the heavens, and they had no light. I looked on the mountains, and behold, they were quaking, and all the hills moved to and fro. I looked, and behold, there was no man, and all the birds of the heavens had fled. I looked, and behold, the fruitful land was a wilderness, and all its cities were pulled down before the Lord, before his fierce anger. For thus says the Lord, the whole land shall be a desolation, yet I will not execute a complete destruction. For this the earth shall mourn, and the heavens above be dark, because I have spoken, I have purposed, and I will not change my mind, nor will I turn from it. The sound of the horsemen and the bowmen, every city flees. They go into the thickets and climb among the rocks. Every city is forsaken, and no man dwells in them. And you, O desolate one, what will you do? Although you dress in scarlet, although you decorate yourself with ornaments of gold, although you enlarge your eyes with paint, in vain you make yourself beautiful. Your lovers despise you. They seek your life. For I heard a cry as of a woman in labor, the anguish as of one giving birth to her first child, the cry of the daughter of Zion gasping for breath, stretching out her hands, saying, "Ah, woe is me, for I faint before murderers." That is the word of the Lord. Repent is the call to the people to turn back to Yahweh. Put off your idols, put on righteousness. As this was the call to Israel, verses 3 and 4, so it is the call to Judah and to Jerusalem. He says, he commands, circumcise yourselves and remove the foreskins of your heart. Rend your heart. Turn from your sin in the wrath of Yahweh. It will come if you do not because of your evil deeds. It's the same warning to you who have ears to hear today. To repent. Otherwise the wrath of God is coming upon you. Judah. The call here, Judah, Babylon is coming. Nebuchadnezzar and his forces are coming because of your sin and rebellion. Go to your fortified cities, it says. But we have to ask, what help will that do? Because who is bringing Babylon to judge Judah? It is Yahweh. They cannot be stopped by any fortification known to man. And if, of course, it will not, verse 8, for the fierce anger of the Lord has not turned back from us, from Judah and Jerusalem. Yahweh, He pleased, you promised peace. Indeed He did, to those who repent and turn back to Him. But Judah continues rebelling, and so judgment comes. It is coming. And He once again calls them to repent. Verse 14, wash your heart from evil that you may be saved. Verse 18 says, your ways and your deeds have brought these things to you. This is your evil heart. How bitter. How it has touched your heart. And then the rest of the chapter is given to Jeremiah's great lamentation for what was coming upon Judah. And perhaps by his lament, Judah would see the great wrath that was coming and perhaps then turn back to Yahweh. But we see that disaster is proclaimed. The people don't listen. And so Jeremiah is in anguish. Why? Because Judah is pursuing evil and they don't know good. Verse 23 gives an image of what is going to happen. And Jeremiah can see it coming. It says, I looked on the earth and behold, it was formless and void. And to the heavens and they had no light. And so what is coming will be somewhat like the beginning of creation. I looked on the mountains and behold, they were quaking and the hills moved to and fro. I looked and behold, there was no man and all the birds of the heavens had fled. I looked and behold, the fruitful land was a wilderness, and all its cities were pulled down before the Lord, before His fierce anger. Not one city will be without ruin. There will be no city of Judah that will not be made desolate. And so, beloved, what happened? They did not repent. And judgment came as was foretold. We have to ask, what about us? What about you? There is coming judgment. You heard that this morning. Will you not repent in the face of it if you're in sin? Come now and turn back to the Lord and be saved. As He calls you here, circumcise your hearts and turn unto Him. Let's pray. Gracious, most merciful Father, as You are gracious and most merciful, You are the God we read about just a few moments ago. A God who is going to bring His judgments and wrath upon those who turn from Him rebel against Him and do evil before His sight. And so, Father, we come in the name of Jesus Christ, our intercessor, our mediator, pleading the cross, that is, pleading His death and His giving up His body, His shedding His blood. We plead that in His righteousness that You would spare us, that You would turn us from our sins, that where we have rebelled, You would convince us that we have done so, and turn us back unto You. Father, even as Your people, we are sinful. We have remaining sin, and it is a lot of remaining sin. For even the thoughts and intentions of our hearts are filled with evil things and wicked desires. These things we plead that You would turn us from them and forgive us of our sin. And that You will do if we are Your children. Father, we thank You that You are a God who loves us, who keeps us from evil. And yet we often quench the Spirit that's working in us. Father, may that not be true any longer. That the Spirit would do His good work in our minds, our hearts, our wills, and affections. Father, we thank You for the church. We thank You that You have covered her sin. Father, even now we ask that You would spare us. For there are many within Your church, Your Son's bride, who turn towards wickedness, and there's even false teaching, and those who deceive and lie, who gossip, and who pursue being first among the brethren. Father, in these things may You rid us. And if there are some who, of those, will not repent, Lord, may the gold be refined, and the sin put out, the blemishes. Those who are not Your people, those who are not Your elect, that You would deal with them justly. Father, again we pray for those who are of Your elect, even of us here, that You would bring us into Your kingdom, You would save our souls, and You would bring us to Yourself and glorify us, and that we would see You face to face. Father, we do ask for our nation, that You would cause those in authority to rule over us well, according to Your word. And above all, we ask that You would save them, as we ask that all Your people would be saved. And do so for our peace, our tranquility, that we would be able to worship well and freely, according to Your word. Father, keep us from error. Give us discerning ears as we hear the word today and forevermore, that we would not be led to be deceived or into falsehood. And so protect Your church, protect this pulpit, protect each and every one of us. And we know that You will do so because You are the God who keeps us. So keep our souls. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.